Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast show number 186, and it's over. It's all fucking over.
It's not though, really, is it?
Well, it's not. It's only just begun. Start out walking and learn to run. It's the Football Podcast's last show about the World Cup. It's my last Football Podcast as a single man. Sandy Frank's first Football Podcast with no hair. Jim Staples has brought his own drink to the pub, and Chris has got a lovely little half pint of London Pride.
Well, hey.
So, yeah, what do we think? Obviously, I think most people listening... Well, we'll start with a fact, actually. So
yeah, just what show is it?
Looked it up. It's show number 186, and that is the exact number of goals that apparently Thierry Henry scored for Arsenal.
Really?
According to Google.
I thought I was 174 goals.
No, it was definitely more than that.
Very
sure. Yeah, because Wright scored 185, didn't he?
That's the fact.
Who knows?
No. Ian Wright was... He scored more than... One more than Ian Wright.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty
anyway,
sure...
Did you see the goal he scored for... in the MLS this week as well?
No.
Absolutely stonking finish.
This week?
Yeah, they played on the same day as the World Cup final.
In Brazil,
he flew back out a couple of weeks ago, first half, wasn't he?
And then he went back.
He scored, he just bounced him and he just popped into the top corner and just turned around as if, like, yeah, standard. He's doing quite well out there. Yeah,
did he do the old grab the corner flag celebration?
No, he wasn't that far out. They're, MLS games were on the same day as the World Cup final.
Yeah, it's been running throughout.
On the Saturday, Sunday, I think it was.
The last, 2 weeks, I think the season restarted. So obviously, a lot of the American players being absent from it. That's going to be one of the strange ones long term. We'll go on actually. World Cup, a few questions I've got for you all. I'm going to be talking about America later. So we'll go on to that.
Do you have five questions?
A few questions. It's going to be informal, don't worry.
How many goals? Just quickly, Henry's been out in New York for 2 years now, has he?
Yeah.
How many goals has he scored?
38.
Yeah, 25.
45 goals.
45, bloody hell.
He's played like 110 games. 45
goals. Bear in mind they play a lot less games in their seasons as well.
So that's interesting. So he's not...
Yeah, but they have a load of playoff games.
So he can't have had any injuries. And he's not had a major injury since he's been out there either.
I don't ever remember him having a major injury, to be honest.
But he had injury problems before he joined Arsenal, didn't he?
I think he had a few when he was at Juventus.
Nothing major.
More often than not, he was just shunted out onto the left wing.
He still had something to offer in a bigger league, I think.
And a World Cup winner.
He was indeed. And on that subject, big game last night, the World Cup final, and I think the key question is, did anybody watch it on ITV?
No.
Why would you?
I'm glad you said that, actually.
Why did they even bother showing it? They got 3.8 million viewers. They would have got more if they'd just screened Corey.
I want to know what twats watched it on ITV. Why would you do it?
Well, more than anything, it's a bad thing to say because we work in the industry, but the advertising. BBC, you don't have advertising. You're going to have more analysis.
Who would you rather listen to? Gary Lineker and Alan Hansen or Ian Wright and Glenn Hoddle?
Fucking hell.
Adrian Charles chipping in. Bullshit.
With Tilsley and Townsend on commentary rather than Guy Mowbray and... what's his shot?
Townsend.
Loro.
Well,
Although, to be fair, Loro was getting a bit annoying last night. I quite like his downbeat, pessimistic sarcasm. I think last night he was starting to go a bit too far.
He was referring to players as mate at one stage, wasn't he? A bit annoying.
He's a strange one, but
worthy winners, Germany.
More than worthy. Yeah, certainly.
And
I think
that goal was worthy of
Of winning a cup.
It's funny because that goal reminded me a lot of the Iniesta goal that won it in 2010. Yeah, similar sort of thing. Ball into the box, chested down across the goalkeeper. I think Goetz's was better. Tighter angle. Poor goalkeeping, I have to say. He had his arms at
poor
his side.
Goalkeeping. Poor goalkeeping.
He had his arms at his side and he dived out the way of it.
I just can't believe Argentina didn't have a shot on target.
Considering how many open chances they had.
Yeah.
What do you think was worse? The Palacio or the...
Oh, the Higuain.
Or Higuain.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Palacio. Higuain. I mean, Neuer did very well to get right off his line.
Was that the lock when he tried to lock?
Yeah.
I don't... Why?
Palacio is a...
Because his first touch was so shocking.
It was a bad touch.
The touch was worse, but he at least tried to make something off.
I don't think he thought the defender was going to let it over his head. The defender didn't jump for some reason.
But his Higuain's miss was just terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he had a bit of a stinker of a final, really. I mean, they did miss Di Maria.
Took a nasty one off of the goalkeeper, didn't he?
That was a red card.
Do you think that was a red card?
That was a red card all day long. That was dangerous play. If a player, whether he meant to or not, if an outfield player goes in for a sliding tackle with 2 feet and goes for the ball but doesn't get it, it's a red card.
I see what you're saying.
So if a goalkeeper goes in at head level, it was like Schumacher and Batista.
He didn't have any control, did he?
No,
he
wasn't, because he was in his own area.
Well, so was Schumacher and Batista.
but I'm just saying, if a goalkeeper was in his area, like, that wasn't a foul, Schumacher, based on.
Yeah, it was.
It
was dangerous play.
I don't think maybe
you don't.
Of course, it ended up in a coma, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely a foul.
Yeah.
What about Garay on that poor German lad who had made his World Cup debut?
I can't believe they played him on for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was obvious that he couldn't fucking play. He couldn't even stand.
Well, it's one of those situations probably where the wee lad wants to play in a World Cup final more than anything.
He's got
it's
crazy
worse that luck. It was his competitive debut.
Yeah.
Competitive debut in the World Cup final. That's like Bertrand in the Champions League.
Yeah.
A bit like Jamie Redknapp, really. He was a bit unlucky with his footballing career for England, wasn't he? So.
Well, he was a bit unlucky with his whole career with injuries, poor Jamie Redknapp.
Did it right with Luis.
Yeah.
There you go, that's all we got to say about that.
Well, should we just talk about Louise? I do miss Louise when she was in the press lot. She was a good looking girl.
Yeah.
But, man of the match last night for me, Jerome Boateng was fantastic.
Boateng was good. I'll give it to Schweinsteiger.
He looks so different from the player who got taken out by an air hostess's trolley when he was at Man City. Schweinsteiger was brilliant as well. Again, red card incident. Was that a red card from Aguero?
Aguero, I think, should have been sent off. I also think Mascherano should have had at least 3 yellow cards.
Yeah, well, Graham Poll wasn't 3. Refereeing, so he was never going to get 3.
Well, he only got 1, didn't he? But, you got one. I think it's better to see a final without people being sent off, but there were, two red cardable offences, weren't there?
It's one of those where you don't want to see them in their World Cup final, because it is a game played at full pelt.
Did anyone see the streaker? Apparently there was a streaker. You know when they kept on. So apparently it came up on Twitter. Like they kept on going to the statue up in the mountains of.
Oh God, they really wanted to make people love that shot, didn't they?
But they were using that.
Oh, I know.
When the streaker was on.
But the commentators. I mean, the commentators going on. Oh, isn't that a beautiful shot? I bet every fucking tourist has taken a shot.
The streaker tried to not only streak but to kiss one of the German players. I'm not sure which one it was. Obviously, I didn't see it. But
take one of the German wags.
Yeah.
Well, on German wags, did anyone see the picture of Goetze that's been trending on Twitter quite a lot?
With his girlfriend, yeah.
Well, was it his girlfriend? But no, the one of him in a swimming pool with an erection in his shorts.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Are you sure he hadn't just popped the trophy down there?
No, well, it came. So literally, he scored the goal. They won the World Cup, and then it was all like, "Have you ever seen Gert happier?" And then the picture of him with a semi on.
Still, I bet Zlatan was
funny.
Bigger.
Yeah. Gertzer obviously scored, and then Schürrle with the assist. They're the first two German players born in a unified Germany.
Oh,
not
really?
Only feature, but to obviously score in a World Cup final.
And
I think Toni Kroos is the first player born in East Germany to represent or win the World Cup in Germany.
Oh, interesting. Germany, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Because
is he related to Tom?
I don't think he is. I think he's
a branch of the family.
He's related to booze. But that's the only other Kroos I can think of.
First European team to win South America.
Well, yeah. I was thinking on the unified.
He'll win any Americas.
Well,
the Americas.
Yeah.
In the Americas.
So we're going to have to think of a new fact next. Well, when the World Cup's in Qatar or wherever it is in 2022. But
32 substitute goals scored.
There was a lot.
First time that the final's been won by a goal scored by a substitute.
Yeah.
Going back
to that unified Germany thing, because I was thinking about this when I saw the fan in the crowd holding up the four sign. How do you think people in East Germany feel about the win? Because obviously, in a way, they've never won the World Cup before.
Yeah.
You could argue 1990, the team by then was pretty much unified, even though the players hadn't been brought in because the country was unified again.
One person. No, it was West Germany, wasn't it?
It was West Germany, but the country had been unified again.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, it must be.
I've seen a friend of mine who was born in East Germany at the weekend, so maybe I'll ask him. But he doesn't like football and he lives in America, so I doubt he gives a fuck. Step.
There you go.
End of the tournament, obviously they have awards. And if that lorry, is it a lorry? No, it's a crane. If that crane will shut the fuck up, I'll tell you. There's been a lot of controversy about the player of the tournament, Mr. Lionel Messi.
I was going to say, the crane's probably protested at the shit.
Yeah.
Well, he was the third best Argentinian player behind Zabaleta and Mascherano.
Yeah.
So for him to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Garay was fucking quality.
Garay was very good.
I don't think I saw him put a foot wrong in the whole tournament.
I know I've slightly criticised him for the goal, but I think the goalkeeper Romero had a very good tournament.
Yeah.
So,
The goalkeeper. I know they give it to Neuer,
he's
but
a bit
that,
dodgy.
That Costa Rica goalkeeper.
Yeah.
One, because
and the Mexican as well.
Yeah, the Mexican.
He looked like the butler from Mr. Deeds as well. Sneaky, sneaky. That's why I liked him. Very
It was a tournament where there was some great goalkeeping displays, considering that it was the highest goal scoring tournament since 98.
Well, it's joint with 98 is the record of all time.
Tim Howard, another fantastic goalkeeping display. There was some great
one. Yeah, but that's a display. That's not for the tournament, is it?
But you're not going to. It's never going to be remembered for the tournament of goalkeepers. But there were some fantastic displays by goalkeepers in the tournament. Can't say there weren't.
Oh no, definitely.
You always have that, didn't you? At the start, with the balls, like all flight, the goalkeepers moaning about. Do you really get that? Time?
Yeah,
I know,
which
I'm really
is great.
Going on about the flight of the ball.
And what I will say is Neuer is a worthy winner, I think, of goalkeeper just ahead of the other two because he's such. Certainly, the last two games.
Best goalkeeper in the world.
Which is the way that he's a footballing goalkeeper, and
sweeper keeper.
Sweeps up at the back
against Algeria.
So, who would you have had instead of Messi then, Michael?
It's difficult. My head probably says Thomas Muller, who very quietly had another very, very good tournament. But my heart says James Rodriguez.
Why though? But I don't see how you can give a player of a tournament to someone who hasn't played in the proper latter stages
of it. Of course
he
did. He missed two games. Three games if you include the shitty third place. Two games he would have played in. Two extra games regardless. He played very well, and to come from...
He lit the tournament alight, agreed, but I think it's very difficult to give the player of the tournament to someone who hasn't had an influential impact in the semi
in
and the final.
In which case, one of Muller or Mascherano, or possibly Mats Hummels.
I go with that. I think, again, I'll mention Garay, I think he was fantastic, and he's gone through the tournament without getting too much praise. And Schweinsteiger was awesome all the way through.
But I think Messi, it's another touch in 2006, Zidane won it. And Zidane had a decent tournament, but that should have been Fabio Cannavaro all day long. And Zidane won it because it was a romantic thing to do, to give it to the best player in the world at the time. But for me, it was bollocks. But
bollocks?
You know, there
I'd
you go.
I'd have got you, Robin.
Robin finished third and had a very good tournament. I don't think they ever would have given it to him because of his antics, so to speak, on the floor.
No other player could take Rodriguez out of it because every time Robin got the ball, you either thought he's going to set one up or score one.
Yeah,
he was so threatening. It was just devastating.
Direct. It's just direct football. And you know what? Sometimes he made the wrong decisions, but he's always the one asking questions of the defence.
Well, you know what? On that, we've not spoken about the third, fourth place playoff.
Do we need to? It's
a fucking shit game. But Robin for the penalty, absolutely like a hot knife through butter. Absolutely cut them apart, and that should have been a red card for Thiago Silva. I know it's the first minute, and there's probably a bit of sympathy for.
He got booked for simulation in the second half, though, didn't he? He went down again, or was it? Was it
Robin
in the first half? Yeah.
I can't remember.
Maybe he didn't
to be
even
honest,
get booked
I saw
it.
The first 10 minutes and went for a curry, and then watched the highlights. But
can't believe Brazil played as badly again, though. I actually watched the highlights of it, so I didn't. I watched the highlights in the morning.
Well, they pretty much changed their team. With the exception of a couple
really,
of players.
Did they?
They brought in quite a few.
Well, it just shows how poor their squad is.
Is that it for Scolari then? I've read
about he's resigned apparently. Yeah, gone. Presumably before he's shot.
Does anyone think that maybe a lot of the mistakes that he made were in selecting his squad as the players that he left out?
Well, you say that, but...
I'm not saying he had a multitude of people.
I've had a look at some of the other players who've been called up, because on Wikipedia you can see players who've been called up in the last year.
The left back Luis Felipe, you'd think that he'd probably.
You would have thought Luis Felipe.
Better than Marcelo and Maxwell.
Well, Marcelo's had a good season. And played very well in the Champions League final when he came on.
But okay, yeah, you get that. But I mean, did he look really suspect in the World Cup? Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
didn't
he looked. Well, the one I was saying to Dan last week, and I'm sure there's a better example, but you've got Mike on, you've got Dani Alves. I think Dani Alves. Why Mike on was ahead of Dani Alves, I don't know. Maybe Scolari got pissed off at him dicking about with his hair every fucking game. But why would you not take and only because he's one of the examples I know, a Rafael da Silva or another young right back rather than two in their 30s? I mean, Rafael had a terrible season last year. The year before, he was really good.
Why would you even take Maicon?
Yeah, just give him
the
example.
Don't get it. Also, so, you know, they didn't have too much flair going forward, especially once Neymar was injured. So there's the argument there to say, well, Why wasn't Kaká maybe taken? Why don't you take someone like Ronaldinho?
Forget both of them. Why didn't you take Lucas Moura?
Lucas Moura.
Young, hungry. That is just good mental. First season for Paris Saint-Germain.
Absolutely mental.
Why didn't you take
What happened to the lad? What happened to the sort of number nine, as it was, the Leandro Damião?
Faded away into obscurity.
So he's no good. But
Alexandro Pato. I mean, he's faded away a bit, but.